Thanks for listening to Chicago's Morning Answer podcast, sponsored by Signature Bank. Signature Bank takes pride in helping customers grow their business and provide unmatched banking expertise, custom financial solutions, and the industry's best technology. So whether you're a business looking for a deposit relationship or needs a ready source of financing, Signature Bank is the right bank for you. Call today at 773-467-5600 to hear how Signature Bank can help your business grow and thrive. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
IND, Chicago.
Day 27 of the standoff that led to the shutdown. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I think it's very important that we reopen the government. You've got a lot of, you've got the economy taking a hit. It's affecting jobs and safety and security.
Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer was among a group of lawmakers calling themselves problem solvers who met with President Trump at the White House trying to find a compromise on wall funding, while Democratic leaders dug in deeper, saying that if the shutdown endures, the president should not go to Capitol Hill for the State of the Union address later this month.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president suggesting rescheduling the speech or doing away with it altogether. She raises security concerns since the Secret Service and Department of Homeland Security are impacted by the shutdown. DHS Secretary Kristen Nielsen says agencies are fully prepared to support and secure the State of the Union.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. He wanted to attack the White House and the Statue of Liberty. That's what the FBI says about a man under arrest in Georgia.
The JTTF initiated the case after receiving a tip from the community.
U.S. Attorney B.J. Pax says the tip told them that Hashir Taheb had become radicalized. Then in meetings with undercover agents, Taheb is said to have detailed his White House plot, then bought weapons he thought were real but were not, and then came the arrest. There's renewed talk about Russian collusion in the Trump campaign. The president has said neither he or anyone else were involved. His attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said something a little different when interviewed by CNN's Chris Cuomo.
You just misstated my position. I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign?
Yes, you
I have, no idea if there, I have not. I said the president of the United States.
Giuliani was questioned about a recent court filing in the case against Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who allegedly shared internal polling data with a Russian businessman with possible links to Russian intelligence. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that an indictment could soon be coming against the Chinese company Huawei, accused of stealing technology from T-Mobile and other U.S. companies. This is Fox News.
Skies are cloudy, and just south of us, expect to see a little bit of freezing drizzle, maybe some snow flurries crossing the area. And a second winter storm is expected to hit the state this weekend. It's 29 degrees at 5:02 on AM 560, The Answer, and good morning. I'm Mike Scott. The National Weather Service expects 6 inches of snow to blanket the Chicago area over the weekend. Forecast calling for a brief shot of light snow tomorrow before the storm moves in later on Friday night. High-ranking Chicago police official could lose his job over allegations of directing officers to drive and babysit his child. Report released yesterday by the city's Office of Inspector General says the official ordered officers under his supervision to drive his child from school to his Northwest Side police station and to babysit on the taxpayer dime for nearly a year. Cook County judge is expected to announce a twice-delayed verdict today in the trial of 3 current and former Chicago police officers accused of a cover-up in the deadly police shooting of Laquan McDonald. Judge Dominica Stevenson is ruling on whether Thomas Gaffney, Joseph Walsh, and David March conspired to cover up the murder of McDonald by fellow officer Jason Van Dyke. Embattled Alderman Ed Burke is still overshadowing the Chicago mayoral race. Candidate Susana Mendoza tried but failed to distance herself from Burke and his corruption case during another Tribune editorial board forum yesterday.
Whatever actions Chairman Burke may or may not have done, those are reflections on his actions and his ethics, not on mine.
4 other candidates who took part in that forum were Alderman Bob Fioretti, Cook County Circuit Court Clerk Dorothy Brown, and former CPS CEO Paul Vallis. R. Kelly could face fines after a building inspector identified a number of code violations at his recording studio space on Chicago's Near West Side. City's building department says inspectors found evidence yesterday the space in the 200 block of North Justine was used as a residence, even though it wasn't zoned for that purpose. Lake County commissioners in Northwest Indiana defeating, soundly defeating a new ordinance that would have enlarged areas where guns cannot be fired. Commissioners on Wednesday voted 3-0 to defeat the ordinance that would have banned gunfire within 700 feet of homes in unincorporated areas. It's currently banned within 300 feet of homes. An investigation is underway after a Yorkville woman was found dead this week in an apartment complex in Aurora. Christina Davies was discovered Tuesday in the basement of an apartment. Davies had never lived in that building. Police say the death is being deemed suspicious. A Chicago man could go to prison for the rest of his life when he's sentenced for the role in the death of a North Dakota man. Yancey Myers was found guilty last week of multiple charges, including distribution of heroin. The founder and senior pastor of a well-known Chicago-area church is being forced to take a sabbatical. The board of elders at Harvest Bible Chapel announcing the Reverend James McDonald will take an indefinite sabbatical from all preaching and leadership. His departure is said to be part of a peacemaking process aimed at improving the church's leadership structure and reaching out to past and present members who have complained about the pastor's stewardship. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to know where the state can invest in green technology and advanced manufacturing. Governor yesterday signing an executive order that gives the state 90 days to come up with a preliminary report on those industries. Meantime, the new governor will be in Chicago this morning signing a bill that will give the state more oversight over Illinois gun dealers. The measure requires firearm stores to get state licenses. A pair of Democrat state lawmakers are pushing a plan in Springfield to make it easier for teachers to get backdoor huge pay raises. Senator Jennifer Tarrant and State Representative Kathleen Willis both want to roll back a state law that requires local schools to pay the pension costs for any teacher raise over 3%. Supporters say the law is designed to stop end-of-career raises that cripple taxpayers down the line. There aren't any Shopko stores on the list of stores set to close as the company moves through bankruptcy. Shopko announcing yesterday it's closing 38 stores in a dozen states. Manny Machado's agent is denying reports of a deal offered to his client by the White Sox. Machado reportedly reached received a seven-year, $175 million contract offer from the Sox. Machado's agent, Dan Lozano, blasted the rumors, calling them wrong and reckless. Ayu Dosunmu poured in a game-high 23. As the Fighting Illini finally woke up and crushed Minnesota at State Farm Center, 95-68. Fighting Illini getting their first win in Big Ten play. They traveled to number 24, Iowa, Sunday. In the Big East, DePaul lost to Butler. In the Missouri Valley, Bradley fell to Drake. Bulls wrap up a five-game road trip tonight in Denver. Could play without Wendell Carter Jr. out with a thumb sprain. The news, a service of Peloton, live studio classes in the comfort of your home. Whether it's a monthly challenge to meet your goals, a training program for your next race, or setting a new personal best, the Peloton bike will make you want to show up and keep climbing the live leaderboard year-round. Learn more about the Peloton bike at onepeloton.com or visit your local showroom. 508 and a check of traffic and weather on the way next on AM 560.
On Tuesday, January 29th, President Donald Trump will deliver his second State of the Union address to Congress, to the country, and to the world. And AM 560, The Answer, is throwing a party. And you're invited. It's a taste of freedom. A State of the Union viewing party presented by healthinsurancementors.com at Belvedere Banquets in Elk Grove Village. Enjoy dinner and drinks with fellow AM 560 listeners as you watch the president's speech. Tickets start at just $64 and are on sale now at 560theanswer.com/taste. Sponsored in part by StoreLock.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Amy Jacobson, and you'll have to wait until spring to get the outside of your house painted, but winter, perfect opportunity to get your interior painted. You know, people walk into my kitchen and ask, Amy, did you get new cabinets? No, I save myself thousands of dollars by simply having them painted by the experts at CertaPro Painters. So cross the first project off your 2019 to-do list. CertaPro Painters will ensure a beautiful transformation of your home. And if you want some help with colors, they've got you covered in-home with a color consultation or online with their color visualizer. Don't put it off. Time to hire CertaPro Painters, your residential and commercial painting experts. You can schedule a free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. Get a free estimate at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro Painters, we do painting. You do life.
Are you happy with what's looking back at you in the mirror? I'm Dr. Howard Cooper from Excellence in Dentistry, and we'd like to help you with that smile. Whether you're looking to fix one or two teeth or a whole smile makeover, we can take care of all your dental needs. We have a beautiful modern facility and a great staff. And most importantly, we love what we do. That's what sets us apart from other offices. Let's face it, a dental office is not everyone's favorite place. Whether you're 2 or 102, we make it fun and enjoyable. We perform all types of dentistry as well. Fillings, root canals, crowns, extractions, dentures, implants. We do most everything right in our office. And for you denture wearers, we have a full in-house denture lab and can perform repairs and relines while you wait. We can also talk about adding implants so your denture will snap into place or become screw retained. This is the closest option to natural teeth. We are conveniently located in Gurnee at the corner of Washington and 21 in Saratoga Square. So make today the day you give us a call. 847-244-4000. That's 847-244-4000. Or visit us on the web at gurneeDDS.com. We look forward to seeing you. And remember, second opinions are always free. Excellence in dentistry, creating excellence one smile at a time.
Want to recharge when you travel for business? Get a boost and stay at La Quinta by Wyndham. You can charge five devices in room and recharge yourself with a pillow top mattress and a bright side breakfast. Book now at LQ.com and win at business.
512 and a check of the roads now in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. Here is Jim Telemonte.
Travel conditions are pretty good for now on Chicago Expressways and area tollways. There is road work on the Veterans Memorial this morning. Both directions, between Butterfield and Army Trail, the right lane is closed till 7 o'clock. Southbound, Findlay before Ogden, there's a left lane closure till 6. The other tollways are clear. Expressway's pretty good, too. There's work on the outbound Ryan 87th split, three left lanes. Little congestion on the inbound Ryan approaching downtown and on the inbound Bishop Ford freeway approaching the merge. Overnight work on I-57 is gone, so that's clear. South Barrington visitation is today. Fallen State Trooper Christopher Lambert. Expect traffic this afternoon. Algonquin Road and Barrington Road. That's traffic. I'm Jim Talamonte from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center on AM 560 The Answer.
Chicago's Morning Answer starts next. Your official Chicagoland weather forecast. From the 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning Weather Center, here's our meteorologist, Steve Williams.
Today, it'll be cloudy, a few flurries, high 34. Cloudy tonight, low 23. Some snow in the late afternoon tomorrow, high 30. Windy, cold, blowing and drifting snow on Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of snow and a high at 27. I'm Steve Williams on AM 560, The Answer.
Chicago's Morning Answer starts next. 29 degrees at O'Hare, 30 along the lakefront, 29 in Aurora. Your next news update is at 5:30. Dan and Amy start now on AM 560, The Answer.
This hourly segment is brought to you by CharlesEquipment.com, keeping you powered up no matter what the conditions.
This is Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson on AM 560, The Answer.
Good morning, Dan and Amy. No safe space in the Capitol for President Trump to deliver his State of the Union address, so says Speaker Pelosi.
At least she tried to make the case yesterday that, she's contemplating uninviting President Trump to the Hill to make his State of the Union speech on January 29th.
Instead, just having him write a letter.
Do it from the Oval Office.
Or do it from the Oval Office,
yeah. Or postpone it. You know, it's just this, the shutdown thing has just compromised our ability to provide a secure environment for the president and the assembled ruling class.
Homeland Security, about all of the resources that are needed to prepare for a State of the Union address, which he calls what a special, an event of special security. And so these people are not working. And we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s. So this is respectfully and sadly, proudly, I invited him to come. It was a privilege to invite him to come. The government to shut down, the people who are, that we would have the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the entire Congress of the United States, House and Senate, the Supreme Court, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Cabinet of the United States, did I say that, and the Diplomatic Corps, all in the same room. This is and requires hundreds of people working on the logistics and the security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown, the president's shutdown. But that isn't the point. The point is security.
Yeah. I, for one, am moved almost to tears by Nancy Pelosi's patriotism, her concern for the safety of Donald Trump. That's clearly what this is about. And I think it signals a new era of enlightened, high-minded policy talk where some of the partisanship is going to subside. And these two are going to forge a special relationship,
like
Reagan and Tip O'Neill,
exactly,
to bring about a new era of consideration and policymaking with the interests of American families first. That's what I'm hearing.
Sure. Well, I think
from
is
Nancy.
This political payback or political theater? I mean, is this her way to try to get him again to concede on funding for the border wall? I won't give you your
cynical
TV time, because that's what this is, if you don't end this government shutdown.
It's very cynical.
I can't believe I'm saying that. 312-642-5600 is our turnkey debt pro answer line, 64636. Type in DA, then a quick comment. And I kept thinking about our event, our Taste of Freedom event.
Yes,
that's a big party we're throwing.
That space has been secured. We've got our own AM560 tactical teams.
All right, so
that
we'll
are sweeping
party,
that space,
yes,
securing that space. So please, those who are coming to our event or desire to come to our event,
yeah,
know that you will have Secret Service level protection there.
And we will be there, and it's going to be the
that's
party
why the
is going to go
Secret Service
on
level,
right,
protection will
and
be
to
there.
And to get tickets, go to 560theanswer.com/taste. Okay?
Nicely woven in.
Thank you.
Now,
when is this going to be decided? I mean, because she is in charge, right? I mean, she obviously, so she
sure
could decide.
She could. She does not have to invite the president to address the nation.
Gosh, that would be unprecedented.
Right from the Hill. Not to dismiss Nancy Pelosi's lovely gesture, her authentic concern for the president's safety,
and Mike Pence's too. Yeah.
But I should mention, the Department of Homeland Security, the agency she referred to as the agency with which she had done a briefing and had been apprised of these security concerns.
Yeah.
The secretary of that agency, her name is Christian Nielsen. She released a tweet yesterday. The Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Secret Service are fully prepared to support and secure the State of the Union. We thank the service for their mission focus and dedication and for all they do each day to secure our homeland. Huh. So there must be some miscommunication there, because you're going to take Pelosi at her word, but it seems like the Secretary of Homeland Security
would know more about security than, say, one House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
And she doesn't have the same concerns, it would seem. Now, again, Pelosi was asked the question that you asked, you know, these cynical reporters like you who ask these uncomfortable questions about is this sort of some kind of message sending?
Do you hope he sees this as a consequence of the government shutdown?
No, this is a housekeeping matter in the Congress of the United States so that we can honor the responsibility of the invitation we extended to the president. You can make it from the Oval Office.
Make it from the Oval Office. You heard her there. I hope you were listening.
She has a very husky voice.
So husky it could pull a dog sled.
Hey-o!
She's like Kathleen Turner in Body Heat.
Hey! She's got a cold, I guess. We've all been there, right?
Although I don't want to see William Hurt Groper. I'm sorry, I conjured that image. But you heard it. She was asked, some sort of message, honey? No. Housekeeping matter, presence, safety. Those are a forefront in her mind.
Yeah. Okay, and anybody buying it? 312-642-5600. Turnkey Dad Pro Answer Line.
Bruno in Naperville, you're on Chicago's Morning Answer.
Yeah, you know, it's only like within the last 100 years that presidents have done their State of the Union address in Congress. Previously, they just used to send a note detailing the State of the Union to Congress. So what I think he ought to do, he either ought to just do a State of the Union address from the Senate chamber if Mitch McConnell will have him, or he could set up a big tent right near the border and hold a State of the Union address right there. And he can highlight all the people coming across the border, and that's why he's doing it from the border.
That's interesting. Thanks for the call, Bruno. State of the Union address from the border. Sort of a MAGA rally / State of the Union address. Well, that would be a one-upping of Speaker Pelosi, wouldn't it?
I mean, he could do it, couldn't he? I mean, would it still be considered State of the Union address from Cerca de Ciudad Juarez in El Paso?
Well, I think, yeah.
Well, I got the perfect spot for him.
Okay. Well, you could advance it then. Mike in Union.
Yeah, I think the president should follow Nancy Pelosi's advice and just declare a state of emergency at the Capitol building and just shut it down and prevent anybody from coming and going since they're so concerned about security.
We have a humanitarian crisis in the house is what you're saying, Mike.
Exactly. Yeah. Have a good day.
Excellent point. Thank you.
If you're talking about it, Dan and Amy are talking about it. It's Chicago's Morning Answer on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, it's Amy Jacobson with a great way to start a new year. Get the MyPillow 4-pack. You'll be so happy with 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere MyPillows, plus free shipping, all for the normal price of 1 premium MyPillow. You know, I've been telling you for years that they're the best pillows money can buy. The bottom line is you will sleep better and feel better. MyPillow is washable, dryable, and has a money-back offer if you're not happy. And here's more good news. You can still get 30% off everything else, including the MyPillow mattress topper and pet beds that you've heard me rave about. Just be sure to use the promo code Amy to get the MyPillow 4-pack offer with free shipping and the 30% discount on everything else, including mattress toppers and pet beds. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. That's 800-489-0201. And don't forget to use the promo code Amy. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Amy.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind. And it is undeniably one of the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water, some a little higher, some a little lower. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to take out the water and air, leaving only whole food, which maintains 99.9% of its original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health. Make sense? To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Chicago.
Hi, Barry Sterner, founder of Townstone Financial. I want to answer some frequently asked home mortgage questions today. First, how much do I need for a down payment? There are 1% down payment programs currently running, as well as programs that will allow you to get the entire down payment as a gift. We also have programs where a family member can co-sign for the mortgage in order to help the borrower qualify. Do I need perfect credit to qualify for a loan? The answer is no. All these programs have restrictions, so please give me a call at 312-896-2110, and I'll be happy to go over them. Another question is, can I take cash out of my house to pay off high-interest credit card debt? The answer is yes, but you need to have enough equity in your house to make it happen. Why Townstone instead of the big banks? Because since 2002, we pride ourselves on beating the big banks on closing costs and interest rates every day. Remember, nobody values your home mortgage business more than Townstone. I guarantee it, and I own the company. So call 312-896-2110 or go to townstone.com. That's T-O-W-N-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Townstone Financial is licensed in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida. NMLS 136639. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
AM 560. The Answer.
Good morning, Dan and Amy. We were talking about the humanitarian crisis in the House of Representatives and whether or not a wall should be built around it or else Trump should shut it down, per Nancy Pelosi's concern about providing safety for a State of the Union address. Greg in Schaumburg, you're on Chicago's Morning Answer.
Hey, guys. Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
One of the things reportedly on Dan's bucket list is to hear your version of the Nancy Pelosi sultry voice on a pretty regular basis. Checks in the mail if you do it.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, if he were to do the border thing, the State of the Union for the border, which is a brilliant idea, simulcast to every single freaking city in this country and blow out this media. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. That is an interesting idea Bruno in Naperville had.
I like it.
That would be a nice little piece of jujitsu.
When are we going to know, by the way, if this is going to go down or not?
Nancy Pelosi will tell you once she's fully vetted the situation.
Because Steny Hoyer came out and said it's off the table, and then later on recanted and said it's a possibility.
Yes,
it might still be
right. Her majority leader.
On MSNBC. Then he walked it back with Brett Baer.
Yeah, he sort of walked it back, it would surprise me if she really wanted to try to cancel the State of the Union or exile the president to his Oval Office or to providing it a writing. It would surprise me, but it seems like it's still possible.
Has this ever happened before?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, not
what,
in this manner.
This is the premise for Lone Survivor on ABC. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The State of the Union attack. He's in a room, and he's now the president.
By the way, on the substance of the matter,
that leaves
the president and the House at this funding impasse. Yesterday, President Trump signed a bill guaranteeing back pay to federal employees furloughed due to the partial shutdown. So, I mean, just factor that in, the whole kind of people aren't getting paid. Yes, and I understand that presents a hardship for some, but unlike in the real world, when a company decides to eliminate a shift or furlough workers, unpaid furlough for workers to make their bottom line, there's the federal government backstop for federal employees. They're going to get everything that they've earned. So just factor that in when you hear of the cases of starvation in the streets.
Malnourishment.
Federal workers who missed a paycheck who now are living in, Romvilles on Lower Wacker,
if you would believe the
press corps.
But I don't know what to believe. Did you see the line in Washington, D.C.? They set up a food depository between the Capitol and the House, and people are lined up by the thousands to get a free meal. And then, they're getting interest-free loans, too, at some banks, where they could take out a loan and then just pay it back and have the government pay the interest on the loan.
Nice amenity.
That would be nice. I'd like to have that program.
Yeah, a lot of amenities being made available for federal employees who make more than their private sector counterparts.
But if you live...
World without consequences for federal employees. They are public sector employees, federal employees. They're not all. There are some, and they're certainly their sponsors that are financed by the public sector unions. Believe some people should have a blank check and live in a world without consequences. And they still largely are, despite this 27-day partial temporary shutdown with guaranteed back pay. Oh, by the way, according to CBO, federal civilian workers with no more than a high school education earn 34% more on average than similar workers in the private sector. Average benefits were 93% higher for federal employees with no more than a high school education than for their private sector counterparts. It's another data point to factor in when you're being bombarded with the tales of woe from the D.C. press corps on behalf of the big government they support and, you know, whose interests they're really advancing in their reporting.
Coming up on Chicago's Morning Answer.
The discussion over withdrawal in Syria has been renewed because of soldiers, U.S. soldiers killed by an ISIS suicide bombing. We'll pick it up at 5:38.
And later, how to catch a Chris Hansen. We'll explain, but first into the newsroom we go. Here is Mike Scott.
30 degrees outside, and more Americans beginning to be impacted by the partial government shutdown as it enters day 27, taking its toll now on airport security and food safety inspections. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer defending Speaker Pelosi's request to delay the State of the Union.
If the government is not open before the 29th of January, President ought to reconsider, and we ought to reschedule and try to reach a new date.
Pelosi cited security concerns related to the government shutdown. The Los Angeles Unified School District and the teachers' union headed back to the bargaining table. Mayor Eric Garcetti's office will facilitate negotiations today.
And our team will work long and hard toward an agreement.
Meanwhile, the union continues picketing, holding children out of class for a fourth day. A Georgia man charged with plotting an attack on the White House. Federal prosecutors say 21-year-old Hashir Tahib was arrested after a year-long investigation.
His alleged intent was to attack the White House and other targets of opportunity in the Washington, D.C. area by using explosive devices, including an improvised explosive device, an anti-tank rocket.
U.S. Attorney Byung Pak. The British Parliament today expects to vote now on Brexit again after making that decision. They'll vote again on January 29 following extended debate on the government's plans and possible amendments. Leaders of the House of Commons telling Parliament that the date has been set aside for a full day of debate and voting. Prime Minister Theresa May plans to return to Parliament Monday to present her revised Brexit plan after surviving a no-confidence vote. Hyundai and Kia are recalling nearly 170,000 vehicles because of a risk that they could catch fire. It's an issue with a fuel pipe that was the subject of an earlier recall. Second winter storm this month expected to hit the state this weekend. National Weather Service predicting up to 6 inches of snow to blanket parts of the Chicago area Friday night into Saturday. High-ranking Chicago police official could lose his job over allegations of directing officers to drive and babysit his child. A report released yesterday by the city's Office of Inspector General says the official ordered officers under his supervision to drive his child from school to his Northwest Side police station and to babysit on the taxpayer dime. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will be in Chicago this morning to sign a bill that gives the state more oversight over Illinois gun dealers. A pair of Democrat state lawmakers are pushing a plan in Springfield to make it easier for teachers to get backdoor pay raises. Senator Jennifer Tarrant and Representative Kathleen Willis both want to roll back a state law that requires local schools to pay the pension costs for any teacher raise over 3%. Supporters say the law is designed to stop career and end-of-career raises that cripple taxpayers down the line. Well, you just can't make this stuff up. Democrat Congressman Ed Case of Hawaii has been on the job for 2 weeks. He's already in hot water, reportedly commenting at a D.C. event earlier this week that he's an Asian trapped in a white man's body. Case spokesperson says comments were really just things his Japanese-American wife says about him. Fighting Illini finally on the in the win column in the Big Ten and hoops, cruising to a win over Minnesota 95-68. In the Big East, DePaul lost to Butler. In the Valley, Bradley lost to Drake 69-52. 534, a check of traffic and weather on the way next on AM 560.
Mike Gallagher is struggling with the new left.
Anderson Cooper last night sat down with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It's infuriating to hear this young woman talk about people not paying their fair share.
And I'm not saying this to be a jerk. I promise, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know who hasn't paid her fair share? Her.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 9, right before Dennis Prager at 11 on AM 560. The Answer.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you did not purchase health insurance coverage during the 2017 open enrollment, I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time during the year. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. If you are between the ages of 19 and 64, you are automatically paying for maternity coverage, whether you want the coverage or not. If you are a non-smoking 50-year-old male or female living in the city of Chicago, the monthly premium rate for a 100% tax-deductible health savings account PPO plan would be $590 per month. But I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity benefit and lower your monthly premiums down to approximately $240 per month. To see if you qualify or for more information, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Check out Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press discussing the top political issues around the country. Available on Apple Podcasts.
537 and a check on your early morning roads in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. Here's Jim Telemonte.
Traffic is moving pretty well right now on the area expressways and tollways. There's just a little bit of congestion on the inbound Bishop Ford Freeway approaching Rhine and on the inbound Rhine approaching downtown Chicago. Outbound on the Rhine from 87th to the split, there is road work in the three left lanes till 6 this morning. No delays to report yet on the Edens, Kennedy, the Eisenhower, Stevenson inbound. A little bit of congestion now in the area before Kedzie. I-57 is clear. Tollways, there's some morning work on the Veterans Memorial. No delays to speak of at this time. Expect traffic in South Barrington this afternoon and tomorrow morning on Algonquin and Barrington Road. Visitation is today for State Trooper Christopher Lambert. It's traffic. I'm Jim Talamonte from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center on AM 560 The Answer.
Chicago's Morning Answer starts next. Your official Chicagoland weather forecast. From the 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning Weather Center. Cloudy, a few flurries today. Maybe some freezing drizzle to the south, high 34. Cloudy, 23 overnight. We'll have a little bit of accumulation of snow late in the afternoon, a high near 30. Tomorrow night, 22, with the heavy snow beginning to taper off by morning. Anywhere between 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 inches of snow through the day on Saturday. 29 right now. Next news coming up at 6 and Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy continues next on AM 560, The Answer.
This hourly segment is brought to you by the IRS Radio Hour with attorney Stephen Leahy every Sunday afternoon at 5 on AM 560, The Answer.
Only the biggest stories, only the biggest guests, and only the biggest opinions. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Need a tutorial from Ice Cube on how to put these headphones on. All right. Well, we'll talk. I can't believe.
Yeah.
I just can't believe we're in day three of Trump's burger buffet.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe this is a story.
Oh, no. People were appalled that he served fast food at the White House in between two candelabras, that it was just not appropriate. It's not healthy food. You know what? The Clemson quarterback, we even played that soundbite here. He loved it. You know why? Because they have dietitians on their team that are telling them what to eat. They have smoothies during weightlifting, sets that they have to take. So it was a break from the normal.
It was racist.
Awesome. It was racist?
Yeah, it was racist. We'll get to that in a second.
And then also the Chicago restaurant that's invited them down for a quote-unquote proper meal.
We'll get to that in a second. Let's take a couple more calls about the humanitarian crisis in the House, where the president is not safe for the State of the Union address. Mike in Buffalo Grove, you're on Chicago's Morning Answer.
Good morning, Dan and Amy. I was just wondering, is the Congress getting paid? Our representatives and senators?
They are getting paid.
They're considered essential people?
They're essential. They are getting paid. There are a couple members who've said, I'm not going to take my paycheck during the shutdown as, symbolic solidarity with federal workers, but they're otherwise being paid.
You know, they reallocated our Social Security. They should reallocate their pay to pay the employees who work and get things done.
Well,
If I was a Republican representative, I would introduce that bill.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. And the only thing I would say is, you don't want members of Congress to starve, too. I mean, they get by on $175,000 slave wage. So.
And then they have drivers, right? And all that?
No, they don't have drivers. But they have office budgets, office allotments. But, I mean, $175,000, they miss a paycheck, and they're the next ones looking for the government cheese. They have families to feed. Humanitarian crisis. Ed in Oak Brook.
Oh, and as far as the shutdown or the speech he's going to give, I hope he doesn't do it at all. Because if you look at it, you're going to see Nancy Pelosi the whole time, which is, an hour and a half. They're probably going to show Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat empty. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to show that lady from New York, the new young senator, her big shiny teeth and those bug-out eyes. In other words, I don't even want to see these people anymore. They just make me sick looking at them. So that's all I got to say about that. So I hope he doesn't do it at all. Have a nice day.
Thanks for the call, Ed. I hope
they have it because we have a Taste of Freedom event. We're throwing a party regardless at the Belvedere Banquets in Elk Grove Village on Tuesday, January 29th. Dan will be there. I will be there. Sit with us. Talk to us. Tickets start at $64. Go to 560theanswer.com/taste.
If there's no address, maybe.
What should we do? What do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. The house isn't safe. It's not safe for the president. It's not safe for somebody more important than the president, like Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we do as a group, we'll do Ocasio-Cortez doing Breakfast Club dances.
Oh.
And then we'll send that to. We could do that.
She's a good dancer.
Ann in Chicago. You're on Chicago's Morning Answer. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I would not let Nancy Pelosi in to the where he makes the speech. I don't know what Congress and Senate.
Yeah.
Why? She's a security risk, and so is everybody else that's against Trump. Why do they have to let him in? I wouldn't let him in.
Build a wall around Nancy Pelosi. Got it. Thanks for the call, Ann. Jordan in Forest Park.
Yeah, just a couple things real quick. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats boycotted the State of the Union address, even if it is in the House. Oh. So you might just have Trump talking to the Republicans. And the other thing on the shutdown, you know, I think a good solution to this would be a forced zero interest loan to everybody that's furloughed or not being paid. That way they get their money, and then there's a lien against that, you know, for their future money that comes in. You know, the problem solved, and then we can continue, everybody can go back to work.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Jordan. All right, I want to get
to this.
It would
be quite a sight, though, if the Democrats boycotted the State of the Union.
Do it. Be fine with me. It's going to say a lot more about them than it does Trump. Be happy to see it. The burger thing, right? Clemson, this is 3 days old. Clemson wins the national championship. They go to the White House.
They deserve better, Mo.
Trump springs for 1,000 hamburgers or
300 chicken hamburgers, chicken wings, pizza. He had a pizza table. And he had burgers from Wendy's, you know, all the major Burger King and McDonald's.
Trump said 1,000 hamburgers, but the fact checkers gave him 3 Pinocchios on that because they're probably more like 300.
Well, that's, I mean,
it's
I saw,
so it's ridiculous. And this is ridiculous. But that's not even the most embarrassing part of this discussion. ESPN is the repository of the most embarrassing part of this discussion. ESPN host Stephen Smith said providing burgers and pizza to Clemson players was, quote, disgraceful. It was classless on the part of the president of the United States. I don't give a damn about White House employees on furlough because the whole border security issue with the Democrats or whatever. I don't want to hear all that. Okay. At the end of the day, these are elite athletes that are national champions that put forth an absolutely shocking and stellar performance, and this is how you greet them? It was classless. It was wrong to do. He could do better than that, and it's unfortunate that the leader of the free world, the president of the United States, would choose to conduct himself in this way, but are we surprised? Absolutely not. Not to be outdone. Some other fungible ESPN, CNN, MSNBC host, Molly Querim.
No idea who that is.
Doesn't matter. She said, when I saw him give the football players, it's a predominantly black sport and fast food, my thought went a very different place.
Oh, my gosh. Does she not know that white people, Hispanics, everybody in the world eats fast food? Probably shouldn't, but if you do it in moderation, it's fine. Shame on her.
Racist, predominantly black sport, and you gave them hamburgers and pizza, that's a dog whistle. That's racist. If it would have been, I don't know.
Maybe Panda Express or something, and then she could, is that racist? Because it's a Asian-themed food? I mean, I'm trying to think what would not be... racially, there'd be a connotation of racism in the food served.
312-642-5600, Turnkey.pro answer line, 64636-DA, Turnkey.pro text line, giving pizza and hamburgers to the Clemson Tigers. Does that strike you as racist?
And that's what it was. There was some salads, pizza, and hamburgers. I know. I mean, honestly, they all attack Trump no matter what he does. I sometimes feel sorry for him because he's under attack. He can't do anything right. And then it's extended further here to Chicago. This is making national news. I don't know why, but the owner of
Alinea.
Or that. He tweeted yesterday, I could care less about college football, but I'm personally inviting the Clemson Tigers team and coaches to Chicago to experience what an actual celebration dinner should be.
Is that Grant Achatz saying that?
It's Nick Kokonis.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone let them know that the Alinea group does, and it'll be worth it. So, he said, between the shutdown and the fast food amongst candelabras, I just thought that they should get a second chance to doing it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, you know how college kids are. They demand 3-star Michelin-rated restaurants. You know, I mean, you know what a fine palate your average college kid has. Fine dining is really an important part of their life. Alinea, how about next? Go over to the other through the 5-hour, 12 course.
Yeah, with a little
deal
plates.
Where you have to get tickets in advance. Well, I mean, not for the Tigers.
But this kind of sounds a little racist. I like a burger as much as anyone else. And at the end of the day, I'm betting that they've had that as football players. Mm-hmm. What is that supposed to mean? I bet they've had nothing quite like what we do.
I don't know what I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Well, yeah, no, I bet you're sure. I would not take that bet. I would agree that nobody on the Clemson Tigers has been to Alinea. A very small percentage of Chicagoans have been to Alinea because of the price point.
Right. That's. I mean, I'd rather spend my money on 3 weeks of groceries than have one meal there.
Beckett Adams in the Washington Examiner. I like his quip about this. That everything is racist. Write up. I feel like Alexander the Great after viewing the breadth of his domain, weeping, for there are no more worlds to conquer. Truly. Idiocy. Now, here's the flip side. Sort of Roger Kimball indicates in the, over at The Spectator, saying that Trump's burger fete was a masterpiece. The reaction from the likes of ESPN to shoehorn race into this, you know what that does? It drives people away from them, mm-hmm. and it drives people to Trump. Dan in Lake Zurich, you're on Chicago's Morning Answer.
Good morning. Yeah, what if President Trump just really cares about people and looked into what they would really like to eat, and that's what he got for him?
I don't know. Thanks for the call.
The White House staff is furloughed, so they couldn't prepare a huge meal for that amount of people. So Trump just said, you know what, I'll pay for the fast food, and he spent $3,000 of his own money buying the fast food and having it delivered.
We don't know. I mean, maybe he did ask. He could also afford to have a dinner catered.
True.
So, I mean, well, whatever. It's like, you know, what are we going to do? All of these hysterical Chicken Little stories about how nothing can be accomplished because 15% of the federal workforce is on temporary furlough for 4 weeks. It's insane. None of these people promoting this apocalyptic pablum are serious people. And the ESPN types looking to be offended over, a bunch of college kids having burgers and pizza and chicken nuggets with the president. I mean, honestly, ESPN, it's difficult to find things that are surprising anymore because you just expect people to try and find the new lowest common denominator. But I'll tell you, kudos to ESPN on this one because they surprised me.
This is the morning show. More Chicago radio listeners are choosing. This is Chicago's Morning Answer on AM 560. The Answer.
It's Dr. David Kolbaba.
It's our winter survival kit for this cold and flu season. It's power-packed with natural ingredients, and unlike the flu shot, it's safe and effective. First, it's our Sunny C-1000. It's highly absorbable, and it does not suppress your body's natural killer cells like most other vitamin C supplements do. And when you purchase your first bottle of our Sunny C-1000, I promise to include scientific data to back it up. And I'll also include a vitamin C dosage chart for you to customize how much is best for you, whether you're fighting off a cold or flu, or you want a preventative dose to keep you from getting a cold or flu. Sunny C-1000, it's easy on the stomach, and it's essential in fighting illness. And when you order your Sunny C-1000 today, be sure to get more information on the rest of our winter survival kit. Call 800-794-1855. It's our HealthQuest radio hotline. And be sure to listen to HealthQuest radio with me, Dr. David Kolbaba, this Saturday morning at 11. But for now, that number again, 800-794-1855.
As a listener to AM 560, I know that you've heard commercials for Balance of Nature, and after hearing all of the testimonials, you probably wonder if they're real and if the product really works. Well, let me tell you, those testimonials are 100% real. I've met Dr. Howard, met his family, spent time with them, and he has shown me the emails, and I heard the voicemails that he gets every single day from real people who are living healthier lives because they've been taking Balance of Nature. Look, we're all busy, and admit it, you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. I get it. And that's where Balance of Nature comes in. It's real fruits and veggies in a capsule packed with 30 fruits and vegetables picked at the peak of freshness, then flash-dried, at their compound there in Utah and ground into a powder so it's easy to digest. And in a matter of days, you can start to notice a difference. Begin the new year by getting healthier with Balance of Nature. Get 35% off when you order by using promo code Chicago. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago for 35% off your first order of fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
Hi, this is Amy Jacobson, and you'll have to wait until spring to get the outside of your house painted, but winter, perfect opportunity to get your interior painted. You know, people walk into my kitchen and ask, Amy, did you get new cabinets? No, I save myself thousands of dollars by simply having them painted by the experts at CertaPro Painters. So cross the first project off your 2019 to-do list. CertaPro Painters will ensure a beautiful transformation of your home. And if you want some help with colors, they've got you covered in-home with a color consultation or online with their color visualizer. Don't put it off. Time to hire CertaPro Painters, your residential and commercial painting experts. You can schedule a free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. Get a free estimate at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
AM 560. The Answer.
Fast food? Get it? So Chris Hansen, remember him from on How to Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with that show. I thought it was great how they'd lure people in, men, creepy men who thought they were meeting a 12-year-old girl for some sex, that whole thing.
Remember? Right, to catch a predator.
Yeah, got well, it. He's been caught. He actually had to turn himself in yesterday.
How to Catch a Chris Hansen.
Hey! He turned himself in Stamford, Connecticut because he's done a little bouncy, if you know what I mean. And that's not with the basketball. That's with the checkbook. He ordered $13,000 worth of promotional items like hats, shirts, mugs.
Promotional items for what?
I don't know if it's for a show.
What show does he have?
Well, he has How to Catch a Predator. It's on one of the cable shows.
Oh,
so
he
left NBC but kept doing the show.
Oh.
And that was back in 2017.
And they don't have a marketing budget, apparently.
Apparently not. And he paid for them, but the check bounced. Not once, but twice. And then he told the proprietor that I'll pay you, you know, in monthly installments. And he never did. So they issued a warrant for his arrest. And he had to turn himself in and he went to court yesterday. So, okay. What do you think? And he also launched a Kickstarter to fund a new show back in 2016.
And to fund the marketing budget for that
but
new
his,
show.
But his mugshot, it just doesn't... He had to know that, he had to pay up. He's just like everybody else. You're not above the law because you used to work for NBC. Coming up on Chicago's Morning Answer.
ISIS suicide bomber kills two U.S. soldiers. Does that change what you think President Trump should do about troop levels in Syria? We'll discuss that at 6:06.
And later, who should receive Jamie Kloss's reward money? It'll be surprising to hear what's happening with that. But first, into the newsroom we go. Here's Mike Scott.
A CPD official accused of ordering officers to babysit his child. Harvest Bible Chapel pastor forced to take a sabbatical, and the Bulls are at Denver tonight. WIND Chicago News Time, 6 o'clock.
They call themselves problem solvers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Can they find a way to end the partial government shutdown now in day 27?
So there is bipartisan support right now for opening this government back up as quickly as possible.
Congressman Max Rose and his group of Democrats and Republicans met with President Trump yesterday, said there were sensible discussions trying to end the border wall funding standoff. Democratic leaders like Senator Chuck Schumer say this drags on. They don't want the president to come to Congress to deliver his big annual address.
What is the state of the union? The government is closed because of President Trump.
Now, the president's attorney once again defends his boss amid the Russia meddling investigations.
There is not a single bit of evidence the president of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
But Rudy Giuliani raised eyebrows on CNN, saying he never said that others in the Trump campaign did not collude with Russians. Giuliani says he doesn't know. The president has said no one in the campaign did. A recent court filing alleged that former campaign chairman Paul Manafort shared polling data with someone who may have had ties to Russian intelligence. A North Korean is reportedly ready to come to America. Fox's Simon Owen, monitoring live from London.
Dave, Kim Jong-chol has been spotted at an airport in Beijing, reportedly boarding a flight bound for Washington. He is a senior North Korean official, and there's speculation he's heading to the U.S. for talks with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tomorrow about a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Neither the U.S. nor North Korea have announced any meetings. The U.S. has been pushing North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. Dave.
Simon, a Georgia man's under arrest, accused of plotting to attack the White House and Statue of Liberty. The FBI acted on a tip that Hashir Taheb had become radicalized. He was arrested after meetings with undercover agents. This is Fox News.
Cloudy and 30 degrees at 6:02 on AM 560. The Answer and good morning. I'm Mike Scott. A high-ranking Chicago police official could lose his job over allegations of directing officers to drive and babysit his child. A report released yesterday by the city's Office of Inspector General says that official ordered officers under his command to drive his child from school to his Northwest Side police station and babysit on the taxpayer dime. A Cook County judge is expected to announce a twice-delayed verdict today. The trial of three current and former Chicago police officers accused of covering up the deadly police shooting of Laquan McDonald. Judge Dominica Stevenson is ruling on whether Thomas Gaffney, Joseph Walsh, and David March conspired to cover up the murder of McDonald by fellow officer Jason Van Dyke. Embattled Alderman Ed Burke is still overshadowing the Chicago mayor's race. Candidate Susana Mendoza tried but failed to distance herself from Burke and his corruption case during another Tribune editorial board forum yesterday.
Whatever actions Chairman Burke may or may not have done, those are reflections on his actions and his ethics, not on mine.
In other news we're following this morning, Cook County prosecutors offering a plea deal to a man accused of killing and dismembering a toddler's body, then dumping the remains in Chicago's Garfield Park Lagoon in 2015. The founder and senior pastor of a well-known Chicago area church is being forced to take a sabbatical. The Board of Elders at Harvest Bible Chapel announcing yesterday that the Reverend James McDonald will take an indefinite sabbatical from all preaching and leadership in the Chicago area. Chicago sports, Fighting Illini cruise to a win over Minnesota at State Farm Center, 95-68. Illinois now 1-5 in the Big Ten. In the Big East last night, DePaul lost to Butler. In the Valley, Bradley fell to Drake. The news, a service of Peloton, Winter or summer, rain or shine, with the Peloton bike, it's always the perfect weather to sweat. And with up to 14 live rides a day and over 10,000 more on demand, nothing will get between you and your workout. Learn more about the Peloton bike at onepeloton.com or visit your local showroom. 6:04 and a check of traffic and weather on the way next on AM 560.
On Tuesday, January 29th, President Donald Trump will deliver his second State of the Union address to Congress, to the country, and to the world. And AM 560, The Answer, is throwing a party. And you're invited. It's a taste of freedom. A State of the Union viewing party presented by healthinsurancementors.com at Belvedere Banquets in Elk Grove Village. Enjoy dinner and drinks with fellow AM 560 listeners as you watch the president's speech. Tickets start at just $64 and are on sale now at 560theanswer.com/taste. Sponsored in part by StoreLock.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Visit rocketmortgage.com today. Licensed in all 50 states, equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
6:07 and a check on the roads in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center with Jim Talamonte.
On westbound I-80 this morning, traffic is stop and go from past Center Street to past Larkins due to a crash or two crashes reported both before and after Larkin Avenue. Eastbound, expect a brief keeper's delay. Northbound Tri-State is a bit heavy from Bishop Ford Freeway to Chicago Road. Other area tollways are looking good. Eden's Expressway is fine. Kennedy, stop and go traffic Cumberland before Harlem, crash in the left lane. 25 minutes O'Hare to downtown, outbound 21. Got Eisenhower delay start at Mannheim. It's 35 minutes, 390 to downtown, outbound 30. Stevenson, 42 minutes, 355 to Lakeshore Drive. Ryan, 20 minutes, 95th to downtown. Bishop, 420, 8094 to the merge. That's traffic. I'm Jim Talamonte. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center on AM 560, The Answer.
Chicago's Morning Answer continues next. Your official Chicagoland weather forecast from the 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning Weather Center and meteorologist Steve Williams.
Today, clouds and a few flurries, a high 34. It'll be cloudy tonight, low 23. Cloudy tomorrow, some snow for the late afternoon and the high 30. Blowing and drifting snow on Saturday, 2 to 4 inches, high 27. I'm Steve Williams on AM 560, The Answer.
It is 30 at O'Hare and 29 along Chicago's lakefront. Your next news update at 6:30. Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy continues next on AM 560, The Answer.
This hourly segment is brought to you by Secure Retirement Radio with host Raj Shah. Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 560, The Answer.
This is Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson on AM 560, The Answer.
Good morning, Dan and Amy. So, two U.S. soldiers and two American civilians were killed in a suicide bombing attack in Syria yesterday.
Yeah, it happened at a restaurant. Did you see the video? It was so graphic and disturbing. You can actually see the suicide bomber, which it was awful.
Soldiers were in the restaurant.
Yeah.
So the question is, does this mean the president should reconsider his decision to withdraw American troops from Syria? And equipment started being moved out last week. Or is this sort of the point of the withdrawal? If there's not a military resolution to the autocratic regime in Damascus, then why are we there? The death of two U.S. soldiers deployed in Syria, and the American civilians too, among, I think, 16 that were, I think, 9 murdered and 16 wounded, something like that. That's one, I think, one account I saw. No, at least 16 killed, excuse me. At least 16 people, including 9 civilians, were killed in the blast, according to a Britain-based human rights organization. So is that evidence that we should be there, or is evidence we shouldn't be?
312-642-5600 is our turnkey debt pro answer line. 64636, type in DA, then a quick comment. Well, President Trump, he declared that we were victors. Remember that video he put out via Twitter at Christmas time?
We've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land. And now it's time for our troops to come back home.
I mean, we can't look weak if we're withdrawing. That's everybody was saying, even from, you know, Jennifer Griffin on Fox News, saying that the ISIS attack was a direct result of Trump's Syria announcement.
So the response should be that if ISIS remnants of ISIS are going to commit acts of violence, if we leave, we should stay there forever.
I mean, you hate to see Americans get killed. You hate to see anyone get killed. But I don't know what the solution is. I mean, if we leave the Kurds to fighting, they don't have any helicopters. They don't have any planes. They don't have any heavy artillery. And ISIS is going to creep back in. I mean, Richard Engel at NBC News yesterday, because he was live on the ground, he said there's 4,000 ISIS members still in this area. So I don't know why President Trump said we've defeated ISIS.
Because we have. That's why he said it. Because
the because of yesterday's attack.
Well, I mean, yesterday's attack is a one-off. Is there a caliphate in America because you have an Islamic terrorist shoot up a nightclub in Orlando or bomb the Boston Marathon? No.
Well, Vice President Mike Pence yesterday said the caliphate's been defeated.
The caliphate has crumbled and ISIS has been defeated. We'll stay in the fight to ensure that ISIS does not rear its ugly head again.
I mean, it's the military estimates that both Trump and Pence are basing their statement on with respect to the any sort of caliphate. However, that doesn't mean Islamofascists have been wiped off the planet.
Yeah, but why can't we have a troop withdrawal without anybody knowing about it? Why would we tell our enemies what we're doing? Just do it quietly. We don't need to broadcast what our strategies are. That's what I've had a problem with Trump. When he released that video, I thought, oh my gosh, why is he telling them what we're going to do? That's just putting our servicemen and women at risk that are over there.
Yeah. There's one way to not put our servicemen and women at risk is to not have them over there.
True.
And I don't, you know, when America moves into a place or moves out of a place, mm-hmm. people notice. Not going to be a secret. So this is complicated. I mean, we talked to Dr. Judy Jasser from the American Islamic Forum for Democracy last week. And he made the point that he'd like to see some presence there for intelligence operation, that there is an intelligence operation in place, a foundation on which to continue building that redounds to the security interests of the West. Okay, perhaps. Thousands of American troops on the ground when even the people who disagree with the withdrawal, like former Defense Secretary Mattis, have said there is no military solution to Syria. There's no military solution to Afghanistan. So again, is this just to have a perpetual presence in these countries? I mean, there's not been a great loss of American life in Syria in theater. I think that was the worst day for American troops yesterday. I think there had been two American soldiers killed up until yesterday when two more were killed.
Yeah, and someone, I can't remember what outlet I was watching, was kind of blaming the troops for it, saying, well, they shouldn't have gone back to the same restaurant all the time. Oh, come on,
well, by the way, this was Lindsey Graham made mention of this during Barr's confirmation hearing, and that was a restaurant that Lindsey Graham had gone to when he was in Syria to brief allies and persons interested in something resembling representative government in Syria. So, you know, it was a secure enough place for a United States senator to be. It's just the reality in these countries, you know, no place is secure.
Here's Jennifer Griffin on Fox News.
U.S. allies remain up in arms about the U.S. announcing it is pulling out of Syria. A senior foreign diplomat tells Fox News this attack today is a direct result of the announcement made by President Trump that U.S. forces are pulling out. These troops had a bullseye on them when the president telegraphed that he was ordering a pullout.
But otherwise, U.S. troops don't in the region. Is that word to believe? Otherwise, Islamic terrorists would not target U.S. troops. These are very easy things for the D.C. press corps to report. They're very easy things to say your sons and daughters should stay there because. Does it make any sense? Geopolitically, America's strategic interests, does it make any sense? I don't know. I'm less and less so. As I've gotten a little bit older and gone through, lived through, in addition to become, you know, have a greater understanding of history. The comparison the general who General Bell made to Rome in an op-ed last week that we discussed. You know, all of these military personnel leaders, including great Americans and storied generals, trained as this in the from the mindset of America's the world's policeman. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, by the way, do you think that we have an appetite? Do you think we have an appetite for massive body counts in far-flung places? No. We don't. And there's good reason for that, particularly with the technology, military technology, the place it's at in the 21st century. As compared to, say, Vietnam. But, I mean, I just think this, it's just a very cavalier attitude towards the lives of others. These are not just chess pieces. If there is no military solution, so say the experts, and we can have a lighter footprint and a more surgical intelligence operation, then why continue troop levels in places like Afghanistan, where we've been for nearly two decades, or Syria? And Jennifer Griffin and Richard Engel and the diplomat speaking on the condition of anonymity to the D.C. press corps outlets don't have a very good answer for that. Not one I've read or heard. Robert in Bloomingdale, you're on Chicago's Morning Answer. Hi, Robert.
Hello?
Yep, you're on.
Yeah, Reagan pulled the troops out of Lebanon. He could have sent in the Marines and taken over the whole country over there. And what would have accomplished?
You mean after the bombing of the Marine barracks?
Yeah, the United States cannot take those countries and run them. You need a government. The United States cannot be a government for every country over there. They don't like us there. We're going to have drones flying there. We're going to have spies there. And that's the way it's going to be. You cannot run all of those countries. We had a military base in Saudi Arabia. We got the heck out of there because the people don't want us there.
Thanks.
We had a military base in Saudi Arabia. They asked us to leave. They just want the money and the guns, and they're dictators. That's all.
Thanks for the call, Robert. I mean, here's the other alternative, too. We don't have an appetite for body count. Let's just be real graphic about it. But we also have this sort of noblesse oblige notion of being the world's policeman.
Yeah, everybody hates us till they need us.
So what appetite do we have to turn Syria into a parking lot? Kill them all and let God sort them out. Do we have an appetite for Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Well, then, that, you know, so I say, you know, it's easy to just Monday morning quarterback everything that goes wrong. And it's much more difficult to answer the question, what do you have a tolerance for when it comes to putting other people's lives on the line, whether it comes to making life and death decisions? What do you have a tolerance for? And on which side should we err after the weight of the evidence is in, as it is in Afghanistan and Syria at this point? Tony in Downers Grove.
Well, Dan, I think you hit some points, and I guess, yeah, it has to be a case-by-case basis, because in some ways, you know, we are the world's police, and Amy, you're right. They don't want us there until there's stuff going on, and then they want us there. And then where is everybody else stepping up to the plate? Why is it always the U.S.? Where's Britain? Where's Germany? Where are all these countries?
Germany. They don't even have a military.
Well, who else is getting involved? That's my point.
No, I know.
And then strengthening our borders. Yeah, we should have a strong immigration policy so we keep elements out and we don't have to worry about that.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, look, coalition of the willing, right? And we have partners, but we're the global superpower.
I know.
And I'm fine with that. And I'm fine that we, and because of our founding principles, because of our great military men and women, we can intercede where other countries can't. And because, frankly, we're founded in Judeo-Christian values, we have an understanding of man's humanity. And so when we see
mass genocide, we do something or try to.
Yes, for example.
I'll never forget when I lived in Spain, and in my class, I had somebody from every country you can imagine. Sweden, Belgium, I mean, the whole European nation was represented. And they ridiculed me. They said, you guys police the world. We can't stand you. And I had never heard that in my life. And I said, okay, well, but when you need us, who do you call for us? Who do you call for foreign aid? Who do you call to help you if there's a disaster?
Who's taking the lead to try and keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of despots, for example? Who is the first person called when there is a genocide going on in Rwanda or there's ethnic cleansing in the Balkans? And that's fine. We should be a beacon for the world that we've always been. But you can be a beacon and you can also make judicious decisions about what you can handle. Yeah. All of the, you know, 100-odd countries where we have military deployments. And then in theaters like Syria and Afghanistan, where we're talking about specifically, because that's the debate about troop levels there, I mean, make the case to continue the status quo in those countries. I'm not seeing it. Dan in Libertyville.
I think you're hitting all the right points, Dan. I think Trump is damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. He wanted to pull the troops out. They said, no, no, don't do it. Troops get killed. Oh, now we're going to blame him for saying he was even going to take somebody out. If he'd have taken them out, those four men would still be alive. And nothing would have changed in Syria. There is no military operation to be had, and our military is there to do military operations, not be policemen.
Or nation builders,
Thank you. I was very sad when Beirut, we lost all those Marines. Nobody even talks about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That they were stuck in this building doing nothing. There was no military operation to be had. They were nothing more than a target. And that's what our troops are now in Syria. If we're not on the offensive, we're on the defensive, and we don't want to be on the defensive.
Thanks, Dan. Grant in Rockford.
Good morning, you two. I think that's proof positive. We need to get the heck out of there. I'm a millennial. I was 13 when the towers went down, and I have friends that have been to Afghanistan, been to Iraq, and they've come back, and some of them haven't, and it's just, for what? You know, maybe Syria has some strategic use for Israel, but other than that, let it burn. If you're going to go over there and you want to kill them all and let God sort them out, you got to start with Iran. Cut the head off the snake. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Grant.
Listen to Dan and Amy on your smartphone. Download the AM560 mobile app today at 560theanswer.com/mobile.
Hey, Craig and Leslie here from In the Know. Leslie, I like to think that we're always finishing the drive to the end zone and not just blocking and tackling for our clients. We want them to be ready for the big game, their retirement.
That's right, Craig. That's why our whole team at Wealth Management Group has their game face on and is ready.
Make a tactical maneuver to make Wealth Management Group part of your financial force.
Pick Wealth Management Group as your offensive line. Visit us at investwithwmg.com and listen to In the Know Sunday mornings at 10 right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, here's a great way to start a new year with the MyPillow 4-pack offer. You'll get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere MyPillows, plus free shipping. Who doesn't love that? All for the normal price of 1 premium MyPillow. As you've been hearing me tell you for years, they're the best pillows money can buy. The bottom line is you'll sleep better, you will feel better. And MyPillow is washable, dryable, and has a money-back offer if you're not happy. Here's more good news. You can still get 30% off everything else, including the MyPillow mattress topper and pet beds that you've heard me rave about. And just to be sure that you use the promo code Amy. I love the sheets, too. They're fantastic. So to get the MyPillow 4-pack offer with free shipping and that 30% discount off everything else, type Amy in the promo code. MyPillow.com, promo code Amy, or call 800-489-0201.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
My name is David Hochberg of Team Hochberg, and I have exciting news. To provide listeners with more financing options and lower rates, Team Hochberg is now originating loans for Homeside Financial. Team Hochberg, Chicago-based loan officer, support staff, and in-house underwriters allows us to process and approve loans within days of receiving complete files from our borrowers. I'll be highlighting proprietary loan programs like doing a cash-out refinance up to 95% of the value of your home with a minimum credit score of 680 and construction to permanent loans on both FHA and VA loans. Team Hochberg's new toll-free number is 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit our new website, 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of AM 560 listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit our new website, 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License, EMB 6676-1019, NMLS 1124061.
AM 560, The Answer.
Come on, Dan, you can do it. I'm having the same problem over here. Look, see, I got this one. Dan, look. This one sticks out. I can't get it down. These are our new headphones
yeah.
we're wrestling with over here.
It's like
half Nelson on mine.
It's sort of like watching a seal try to solve a Rubik's Cube. Watch us try to put these headphones on. L.A. teacher strike.
Yeah, how's it going? Government shutdown in a different local level in L.A. Right?
Local government shutdown. Yeah, here's some of what you're getting from the teachers as they accost substitute teachers going to teach the children that are showing up to school. They're surrounding the cars of the substitute teachers and offering this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, they're scabs and they don't like that, so they're going to rough them up.
Yeah, no,
that's just what everyone wants to see, their teacher being violent.
Substitute teachers. I won't overstate the case, but they are, you should go check out some of the tweets from some of the teachers and their, you know, kind of socialist compatriots. Maybe that's redundant. No scabs allowed in Union Town. This is a Democrat Socialist of America tweeting on behalf of the teachers. Socialists for public education, we stand with L.A. teachers. You are L.A. teachers. And again, what's the real play here? Rebecca Friedrichs, California teacher, in this interview over at Breitbart, made a really important point. So you understand this because this is coming to a town near you named Chicago this year. Teachers' unions in L.A. have been offered a 6% raise. They've been offered more nurses, counselors, librarians, who would all pay dues, by the way. And they've even been offered the smaller class sizes they want. They're continuing to strike because they've been convinced by state and national teachers unions, socialists, that they need to push for a moratorium on charter schools and push for full unionization of charter schools. So those teachers are denying school choice to the very little kids who need it. This is about eliminating competition. Yes, we'll take your blank check, but that's not good enough anymore. We also don't want any competition. That's what the strike's about. And the same thing is going to come down here in Chicago, except here you'll probably just have the ruling class Paul's role.
Coming up on Chicago's Morning Answer.
Perfect segue in our continuing series of Chicago mayoral candidates. There are many. We're going to talk to probably a name you're not that familiar with, John Kozlar. He's a candidate for mayor, and he joins us at 6:36.
And guess who's coming to Naperville? But first, let's get into the newsroom. Here's Mike Scott.
Cloudy and 30 degrees. Four Americans, including two service members, are among the 19 killed in a suicide bombing in Syria. ISIS claiming responsibility. Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal.
We also know that they are tied to a chaotic and confused withdrawal of American troops without any plan or strategy. They've talked about a conditions-based plan. There are no conditions. There is no plan.
U.S. Central Command confirming two soldiers, a civilian and a military contractor, were killed. British Prime Minister Theresa May has survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament the day after her plan for Brexit was soundly defeated.
So now MPs have made clear what they don't want. We must all work constructively together to set out what Parliament does want.
May now needs to come up with another plan for the UK to leave the EU by the 29th. There are reports the Justice Department is considering criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei. The Wall Street Journal is reporting justice is close to indicting Huawei for stealing trade secrets. This, of course, comes after T-Mobile and other telecommunications giants around the world have also filed civil suits against Huawei. Louisville city officials are renaming their airport. Louisville Regional Airport Authority Board voting to change the name to Louisville Muhammad Ali International. Second winter storm of the month expected to slam the state this weekend. Be prepared. High-ranking Chicago police official could lose his job over allegations of directing officers to drive and babysit his child on the taxpayer dime. Lake County commissioners in Northwest Indiana have defeated a new ordinance that would have enlarged areas where guns cannot be fired. Commissioners voting 3-0 to defeat the ordinance in front of hundreds of gun owners. that would have banned gunfire within 700 feet of homes in unincorporated areas. Currently, it's banned within 300 feet. Manny Machado's agent is denying reports of a deal offered to his client by the White Sox. Machado reportedly received a 7-year, $175 million offer from Chicago. Machado's agent says it's wrong. Big Ten hoops, Fighting Illini crush Minnesota at State Farm Center, 95-68. The news service of La Quinta Inns and Suites. If you're traveling for work, make your next stop La Quinta by Wyndham. Their spacious rooms and free high-speed internet makes it easy to work, while their comfortable beds and Brightside breakfast make it easy to relax. Win at business wherever you go. Book at LQ.com. 6:34 is our time. We'll have a check of traffic and weather on the way next on AM 560.
President Trump will deliver his second State of the Union address on Tuesday, January 29th. And to mark the occasion, AM 560, The Answer, is throwing a party. It's a taste of freedom. A State of the Union viewing party presented by healthinsurancementors.com at Belvedere Banquets in Elk Grove Village. Enjoy dinner and drinks as you watch the speech with fellow AM 560 listeners. Tickets are on sale now for just $64 at 560theanswer.com/taste. Sponsored in part by StoreLock.
Signature Bank is Chicago's fastest-growing, independently-owned business bank. It's a bank where relationships still matter. Signature Bank knows your name and your story. I'm Dan Proft, and I know this because Signature Bank is my business bank.
I'm Jim Durkin, founding partner of the MarTech Group, a global market research firm based in Chicago since 1985 and a longtime customer of Signature Bank. When our business moved to our current Loop location, I recall seeing Mick O'Rourke and his two business partners, Brian Duncan and Kevin Bastuga, laying the foundation for Signature Bank. When Signature opened its doors in 2006, I was proud to move our accounts there and become a shareholder. Being in the consulting business, the MarTech Group has a keen understanding of the value of relationships, trust, and attentiveness. Whether dealing with our U.S. practice or our international operations, Signature Bank is always there when we need them. That's why the MarTech Group is proud to have Signature Bank as a valued business partner.
Signature Bank is looking for their next success story. To learn more about turning your business vision into reality, visit signaturebank.bank. Signature Bank, helping local businesses succeed. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Check out Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press discussing the top political issues around the country. Available on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Amy Jacobson, and you'll have to wait until spring to get the outside of your house painted, but winter, perfect opportunity to get your interior painted. You know, people walk into my kitchen and ask, Amy, did you get new cabinets? No, I save myself thousands of dollars by simply having them painted by the experts at CertaPro Painters. So cross the first project off your 2019 to-do list. CertaPro Painters will ensure a beautiful transformation of your home. And if you want some help with colors, they've got you covered in-home with a color consultation or online with their color visualizer. Don't put it off. Time to hire CertaPro Painters, your residential and commercial painting experts. You can schedule a free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C, or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get a free estimate at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
It is 6:37. Let's get an update on the roads in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center with Jim Talamonte.
Metra says trains are stopped on the Union Pacific West line in both directions west of Lombard after a pedestrian incident involving a freight train. Consider the BNSF line or an alternate mode of transportation. Kennedy inbound lays Cumberland to Lawrence and Addison to California. 28 minutes, O'Hare to downtown, outbound 38. Jammed the Hubbard Tunnel Division with a crash in the three left lanes. Eisenhower inbound delays start at Mannheim. It's 38 minutes, 390 to downtown. Outbound 31. Stevenson, 46 minutes, 355 to Lakeshore Drive. Ryan, 28 minutes, 95th to downtown. I-57, 16 minutes. I-80 to the merge. Bishop, 420. I-80S westbound delays centered past Larkin after a crash. It's traffic. I'm Jim Talamonte. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center on AM 560, The Answer.
Chicago's Morning Answer continues next. Your official Chicagoland weather forecast from the one-hour heating and air conditioning weather center. Cloudy, a few flurries today, high 34. Cloudy and 23 overnight, currently 30 at O'Hare. And your next news update is at 7. Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy continues next on AM 560, The Answer.
Make sure to check out the Income Store live video stream of today's show right now at 560theanswer.com.
Let freedom ring this afternoon at 2 with Sean Hannity, right before Joe Walsh at 5 on AM 560, The Answer.
Top of the morning, Dan and Amy. There's some challenge in sort of dividing up the groups of Chicago mayoral candidates. There's so many, but our next guest is in a distinct group. This is the group of young candidates, all of whom could be Amy's children.
Okay, you had to go there?
Well, I mean,
maybe they could be your children too, Dan.
Well, I'm a little young.
Oh, now you're young. Okay,
I would be a little bit young to be John Kozlar's father.
Morbidly obese, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
John Kozlar is a Chicago mayoral candidate. He graduated from University of Chicago about 5 minutes ago. And went on to get a law degree from John Marshall. He actually has making a second run for office. I think it's a second run, at least a second run, because he took on one of the dailies previously. So two runs, two dailies, different ones. He ran in the 11th Ward against Patrick Daly Thompson for alderman, and he actually forced him into sort of a surprise runoff.
Good.
Before he lost. So now he's got Bill Daly and others to contend with. Let's find out a little bit more about John Kozlar. John, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me on this morning.
So just give us, you know, I gave the educational credentials, and I'll mention that you work for Aon, too. So you're a professional, young professional in the city. You took on the Daily Machine in the 11th Ward. Now you're taking on the Daily Machine and a couple of others running for mayor. What prompted you to level up from your first campaign to make this run for mayor?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is that in Chicago, we keep electing the same people over and over. And
it's
nothing
well.
Ever changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing ever changed. Think about it. We're talking about the same issues that we are in the year 2019 that we were in 1980, and that's crime, education, and city finances. And there's a lot of candidates in this race who talk about all this vast experience that they have, 30-plus years. But the question I asked is, well, if you have all this experience, why are we still talking about the same issues?
Hey, can I give you a line for an upcoming forum?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Listen up. No, wait. You're going to want to take notes.
When Bill Daly touts his experience, say, for example, or Tony Preckwinkle touts his experience, say, you know, it was Oscar Wilde, Ms. Preckwinkle, who observed that experience is what we call our mistakes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then just walk
and then
off. Then just walk
nice.
Up the stage. Yeah.
That's right. I'll drop the mic at that point.
There you go.
Yeah. So speaking of people that, you know, we need a changing of the guard here, because I think that this is probably the only time in our lifetime that we're going to be able to see change here in the city of Chicago. Why should people vote for you? Are you like everyone else? And if not, tell me why not.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is that I'm probably one of the very few candidates, if not the only one, that's not tied to the past. So what you see is a lot of these candidates, they have some kind of a stake in this political corrupt machine in Chicago. And what the machine does, they like to take care of each other, and they'll take care of their family and friends and put Chicago in second. So I am somebody who's going to put Chicagoans first, because I don't owe anybody anything in this political environment. And that's one of the things that needs to change overnight. And being a young candidate who's not tainted by machine politics, I will be making decisions based on what's right and working with community members instead of what's right for my family and friends.
Give us give us a big idea what you would do to advance system change in any of the topic areas you mentioned. We've been stuck in place or worse the last 30 or 40 years. So crime, education, city finances. Give me a big idea.
Yeah, the biggest idea that I'm going to talk about is the pension crisis. So in order to resolve this pension crisis, we have to make a big change. And my specific idea is for any new employee, meaning you've never worked for the city of Chicago, from the year 2020, you have to go on a 401k plan. I would love for my generation to get a pension, but we can no longer sustain adding new people to this pension crisis. So if you're a current employee or retired, you're going to be locked in. But if you're a new employee, you go on a 401k plan, and what the result is, we stop the bleeding. The other thing that we need to do at that point is then allow the big four, the auditing firms, and they're all in Chicago, to come in and do a forensic, unbiased audit of all of our books. And Rahm Emanuel said he was going to do that in 2011, you know, big campaign promise. But, of course, once they, these politicians get elected, they never have they never implement these solutions.
On the issue of K through 12 education, would you lift the moratorium on charter schools? Or are you a school choice proponent?
No, I think that the schooling decision should be based on the parent and the student. We have enough of government saying, hey, you have to go to this school. What if the kid doesn't want to go to that school? Now you're putting him or her behind the eight ball and jeopardizing their career because they're going to go to a school which they don't want to go to. So I'm somebody who feels that the school decision should be based upon the parent and student picking it.
How do you feel about selective enrollment? A lot of us are going through that or have been through the process where it just seems like child abuse to me. I mean, you have one day to take a test, and if you don't do well, you can't take it again. Is there a possibility that if you become mayor, you'd have multiple options when you can take the selective enrollment test?
Yeah, I mean the better option, I mean the more options the better. So for instance, if you're applying to college, you can take the ACT or SAT multiple times.
Yep.
And I think we just need to prepare our students for that in the sense of treating them just fairly in the sense that they could take the exams as many times as they want, but also not as many times. I would say limited to three, but give the options to the parents to separate it by a few months so they don't have to just concentrate on one specific time.
And how do you feel about casinos and the legalization of marijuana?
Yeah, I mean, casinos, I think it'll be a good thing to have a Chicago-owned and operated casino, but along the lakefront. I wouldn't put it in a neighborhood because I think that could kind of ruin the morale of the neighborhood. So I'm putting it in a nice spot along the lakefront. And as far as legalization of marijuana, that's going to happen from a state decision with the legislature. The city of Chicago will then tax it. My thing is, if you're an adult and you want to, that's a personal choice, you want to smoke marijuana, that's on you. But if you're a child, that's the one group of individuals that I want to protect from that.
So how do you shock the world and make your way through this field into the runoff? I mean, you're not backed by any prominent rapper, are you? So
No. Yeah. I'm still trying to get Snoop Dogg's endorsement, but nothing yet.
I think Kid Rock may be a better play for you, only sort of yeah. You know, sort of a crossover artist. But anyway, how do you put together the resources, build the profile to make yourself competitive in this race?
Yeah, you know what? The biggest thing is just to be treated fairly by the media. What I've been noticing, a lot of these main newspapers in Chicago, they only concentrate on their four or five candidates, and they just drive them for some reason. I mean, Bill Daley can sneeze, and he'll be on the front page of the Sun-Times or the Tribune. And I think that's wrong because what they're pushing their agenda. But, I mean, there are some writers who do treat people fairly, but I haven't been seeing it as often as we should in Chicago. But the way you pierce, the veil of being treated fairly and get your message out there is to continue to do what we're doing now, is going to every forum available and just continuing to talk to the residents face to face. I mean, I'm somebody who's all about grassroots campaigning, and I mean, even from the signature collecting, I collected 9,500 signatures by myself, and that's going up to voters directly and telling them what you're all about. And I had a great team surrounding me as well, and we're all just going to push forward day by day and continue to drive our message.
It's sort of an interesting race in many respects, and one of them being young professionals that are sort of the drivers of the city. I mean, that's the only thing keeping it afloat is all the young professionals that live in River North and Lincoln Park and Old Town. And I would include Amara Enya in that, too, even though she's over on the west side. So there's a generational thing happening, but it's also the young professionals who are the backbone of the city. And I wonder if you get any sense from your friend circle, colleague circle, you work for a big company in Aon, that there's a real appetite to purposefully make a generational decision as part of the calculus for part of the calculus voters are going through in this race.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the things is that, you know, they have the next generation of people who are moving in, or if they've been here for a while. I want to make sure to protect the neighborhoods because we're forcing a lot of generational people out. But I think that's because a lot of people are feeling disenfranchised through the lack of investment in neighborhoods. So we spend a lot of money downtown. I mean, you could drive down Lakeshore Drive or any street, and you could see that all these cranes are going up. I think that's good for Chicago. But at the same time, we can't forget about the people in the neighborhoods. And as far as the next generation, I think we have to allow us to actually have these political positions because you have, again, these people have been in office for so long, they become accustomed to the position. and then forget about the communities. But if you have somebody who's young like myself, I'm 30 years old and youngest candidate in the history of Chicago to ever run for mayor, I think you should allow the next generation to take the stand and say, hey, you know what? Thank you for all the corruption that you put us in. Now it's time for our generation to solve your problems.
I see on your campaign website, johnkozlar.com, that you played baseball and you played for 4 years at University of Chicago. What position were you?
Yeah, I was a pitcher.
Oh.
And then I got a little bit older, then went to co-ed rec softball.
Any Tommy Johns you want to talk to us?
University of Chicago has an athletics program.
They do.
I thought they discontinued after Jay Berwanger won the Heisman in 39. I thought they discontinued all their athletic programs. Went out on top.
Yeah, right.
All right. Other important question. Have you met Chicago party aunt? We're trying to figure out who she is.
No, not yet.
All right.
Are you threatened by Chicago party aunt?
No, I did see that. I don't know if it's an individual or individuals, but they were on social media. But no, I have no interactions as of yet.
And you were before the Tribune editorial board in the last 2 days?
Yeah, we were there yesterday morning, and it was pretty cool. I mean, they moved into a new building, actually right next to Aon. I liked the Tribune Tower a little better. I think it had a little more history in it. But no, I think it went really well. And the main thing is just to keep driving the message and stay out there, because you know a lot of people can, you know, as far as politics goes, 6 weeks is a very long time, right? And things can change overnight. And I think we had a WGN televised debate, and I think that went really well for us. So we got elevated, and again, we just continue to drive the message and just stay focused.
All right, he is John Kozlar. He's the, as he mentioned, youngest candidate for Chicago mayor in history. 30 years old, lawyer, professional, works for Aon. John Kozlar, KOZLAR.com, is his website. John, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the campaign.
Hey, thank you so much.
And he joined us on our turnkey.pro answer line.
It's what Chicago is talking about. It's Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Kia issuing a major recall despite the government shutdown. Airbus spending $300 million on an Alabama plant expansion. West Coast ports set an all-time cargo record. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Carmaker Kia will recall more than 68,000 of its vehicles to fix a fuel pipe problem, a problem that can cause fires. The National Highway Traffic Administration, which is now closed due to the shutdown, was investigating the case. Kia says it's not waiting for the agency to reopen. It's fixing those cars on its own initiative. European aerospace firm Airbus says it will break ground on a $300 million expansion of its Alabama assembly plant. Airbus says the favorable business climate in the state, as well as incentives offered, helped seal the deal to expand. Two of America's busiest ports, Los Angeles and Long Beach, announcing they set all-time records for shipping cargo in 2018. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Hey, you've heard the commercials and have wondered, is this really true? Does balance of nature really deliver? Well, let me tell you, those testimonials are 100% real. I've met Dr. Howard and his wife and his son, and they're the founders and creator of Balance of Nature, and spent some time together, and that's when he showed me the emails, and I heard some voicemails that he gets every single day from real people who are living healthier lives because they've been taking Balance of Nature. Look, we're all busy, and admit it, we don't get enough fruits and veggies. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. It's real fruits and veggies in a capsule, packaged with 30 fruits and vegetables, picked at the peak of freshness, then flash-dried and ground into a powder. It's easy to digest. In a matter of days, you will start to notice a difference. Begin the new year by getting healthier with Balance of Nature. Get 35% off when you order by using promo code Chicago. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Have you inherited a coin collection and need help figuring out what it's worth? Do you have your own collection that's just sitting around collecting dust? Turn those old coins into cash at Kedzie Coins. Cash in and pay off bills. Use the money for a new set of wheels. Kedzie Coins is also buying scrap silver and gold on the spot, and they'll give you the best fair market prices. They're committed to the strictest standards of excellence and ethics. An accredited precious metals dealer member with family roots in the heart of Chicago and members of the professional numismatic Guild. In the market to buy? Kedzie Coins is your destination for one of the largest selections of gold and silver bullion minted in the U.S. An enormous inventory of government-issued world coins and U.S. paper money and currency. Visit KedzieCoins.net to see the full line of available stock. Or stop by one of their three locations. Kedzie Coins and Jewelry on 59th and Kedzie in Chicago. What a Gem Jewelry and Coins in Berwyn. Or their flagship store, Broadway Jewelry and Rare Coins in Kankakee. For more info or an appointment, call 773-436-0777.
If you're serious about improving your home, why not make it easy? Don't miss the free Oakbrook Home and Garden Show, January 19th and 20th at the Drury Lane Theater and Event Center. Come see hundreds of the latest home products and services for thousands of the freshest ideas to remodel, repair, and beautify your home. Speak with local and national experts who are eager to help you find the best solution for all your home improvement needs. You'll find everything for your home, from the ultimate in-outdoor furniture to the latest and greatest home appliances. And don't miss one of the many free, informative seminars running throughout the weekend, including expert advice on the latest in kitchen design presented by award-winning Normandy Remodeling. From interiors to exteriors, from decor to outdoor, you'll find all at the Home and Garden Show, January 19th and 20th at Drury Lane, just north of the Oakbrook Shopping Center, with free admission and free valet parking. For more details, please visit oakbrookhomeshow.com. That's oakbrookhomeshow.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, copyright protect, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
Hi, this is Amy Jacobson, and you'll have to wait until spring to get the outside of your house painted. But winter, perfect opportunity to get your interior painted. You know, people walk into my kitchen and ask, Amy, did you get new cabinets? No, I save myself thousands of dollars by simply having them painted by the experts at CertaPro Painters. So cross the first project off your 2019 to-do list. CertaPro Painters will ensure a beautiful transformation of your home. And if you want some help with colors, they've got you covered in-home with a color consultation or online with their color visualizer. Don't put it off. Time to hire CertaPro Painters, your residential and commercial painting experts. You can schedule a free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C, or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get a free estimate at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
AM 560, The Answer.
Frances Irene Finley Williams, 87, passed away peacefully at home, according to her obituary. Remembered as an avid bridge player, voracious reader, big fan of Elvis, Willie Nelson, and a passionate Democrat. Quoting from her obituary, her passing was hastened by her continued frustration with the Trump administration.
Oh, that was a contributing factor to her early demise, really.
Her son, R, told Newsweek that he thought the president and the current state of America negatively affected his mother's health.
Oh, my God. I mean, get a
Trump
grip.
Killed her.
Get a, should he be charged with involuntary manslaughter?
I give this to the hysterics in the House. Democrats, give this to Gerald Nadler or Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi. They'll add it to the bill of particulars against the president, I'm sure. You know what this also speaks to, though?
What?
This also speaks to, I mean, really, you're that political. You're going to politicize your mom's death. That's how political you are. That's a sad, miserable way to live your life and to write your obituary or your mom's obituary. You know what I mean?
Coming up on Chicago's Morning Answer.
Hey, we strap into the privilege simulator that they've got over at Indiana U and take Bob Woodson, founder and president of the Woodson Center, for a spin in it. That's at 7:07.
But first, let's hit the newsroom. Here is Mike Scott.
A CPD official accused of ordering officers to babysit his child. No Illinois stores on Shopko's closing list. WIND.
Thanks for listening to Chicago's Morning Answer podcast, sponsored by Signature Bank. Signature Bank takes pride in helping customers grow their business and provide unmatched banking expertise, custom financial solutions, and the industry's best technology. So whether you're a business looking for a deposit relationship or needs a ready source of financing, Signature Bank is the right bank for you. Call today at 773-467-5600 to hear how Signature Bank can help your business grow and thrive. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.